After the meeting so that we can contact you as a 10-minute speaker. Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Rachel from San Diego.
Hello, my name's Rachel. I'm an alcoholic. Oh my God, all these alcoholics is so fun. Damien, thank you for... Thank you for asking me or coercing me into leading, because I was hiding out for a long time. I didn't want to say no, because I've learned in Alcoholics Anonymous, we don't say no, so I just hid out, and I didn't respond. But I brought my big book as my security blanket, because this book and this program has saved my life. And tonight, my sobriety date is June 1st, 2010. By the grace of God, I was able to get sober, and I didn't kill myself. I came into the rooms really broken and beat, and I didn't know how this was going to work for me. In my family, it's a family disease. My dad's here tonight to support me, and he has a long time sober. He didn't work a program of Alcoholics Anonymous, so we weren't raised within the program, but I wasn't raised with him around drinking or drugs or anything like that. I'm a San Diego native. I was born in Northern California on a Christian hippie compound where they found God, and my dad basically woke up in prison and didn't want to do drugs or use anymore, and found Jesus Christ and turned his will and his life over to the care of Jesus. And, you know, that's our third step. But, you know, we get to pick a God of our understanding, and thank God for that, because I had a big resentment when I came in against Jesus. Sorry, Dad. But that worked for him, and he was able to get clean and stay sober and, you know, be in that kind of recovery. Now, I also have a sister who's in recovery. She has, she's coming up on 12 years sober, and I was telling a story tonight about her, and it brought me back to the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous, where Ebby comes to Bill, and he comes to him, and he's like, I found this gift, I found this program, and it was different than this program today, but it was the program that he found, and he was all bright and glowy, and Bill was thinking, like, oh, good, like, more Jen for me, you know? And when my sister got sober, I was pissed. I was straight up pissed that she got sober, and she looked all glowy and happy, and she abandoned me. She left me. She was my best drinking buddy. I loved to be with her. I loved to drink with her. She taught me how to day drink. You know, you don't have to wait those days. You can drink that next day to make yourself feel better, and she taught me that. And then she left me, you know, then she left me, and then she was getting better, and she was getting well, and she was learning how to fill that hole and learning how to live sober, because there's so much more than just putting down the bottle. And I didn't see all that. I didn't get all that. I just saw that she left me, and I was still in so much pain and so much turmoil, and I have this disease of alcoholism. And so she prayed for me, and she waited for me, and she saved me a seat. And, you know, years later, when I hit this bottom of my own where I couldn't do it anymore and I wanted to kill myself, I had a couple options. And, you know, what a godsend. Who gets options like that in life where they can call somebody and they can say, like, hey, I'm going to call my sister right now because she found this gift. She found the solution. And I got to call my little sister and tell her, like, I can't do this anymore. I can't live this way anymore. I'm going to take my car, and I just want to crash it. I just want to die, because the kind of alcoholic that I am, it's like I kill myself. You know, we kill ourselves. If there wasn't this program today, I would be in an institution, I would be in jail, or I'd be dead. That's it. Those are my options. But because of this gift and because of the spiritual program, I'm able to get sober today and help other people. That's why I said yes. That's why I give it back, because we work that 12th step of, you know, giving it back. Oh, yeah, it's over there. So when I called my sister and she told me to go to a meeting, I went to a meeting. It was a fog. I didn't understand. I didn't know, but I knew that that was my only option. And I showed up, and I went to the meeting, and things in my life really started changing at that point. And it's not like the promises where I got really rich or got all these things, but little by little, little pieces of my heart started being sewn back together and started being glued back together, and I started working those steps. And, you know, when I came in, basically I was just like, tell me what to do. Like, just tell me what to do, because I don't know how to live my life anymore. I didn't know what I was doing wasn't working. I was in just so much pain. So I started listening to the women and going to the women's meetings and saying, okay, what are these women doing? What can I do? And I cried for a year straight. Solid, like a solid year. And this woman told me I cried for the ones that couldn't and the ones that just had to hold it in, and I got all that stuff out. And I had one friend come to me, and I was really, you know, I had maybe 7 months at that point, and she came to me and she's like, you know, I want to help you. And she's this beautiful 6 foot tall model, and I didn't want to be her friend. I mean, no, I'm not bringing you home and around my man. Are you kidding me? I'll trust you. Like, I knew how I was. She was probably like that too. So, you know, that was just how I lived. That was what I did. I protected what was mine, and I wasn't, you know, but I'm leaving on Friday to go see her. She has 10 years now, and I'm going on Friday to see her get married in Greece. And those are gifts of this program. Those relationships that, you know, that we get to build, and those friendships, for me, with the women more than anything, because I came in and I was just like, I wasn't sure. I thought when I was told to go to a women's meeting that they were like, what, you think I'm a lesbian or something? Like, I don't want to go be around women. I can be around men. But I realized what it was, and then I started working through my steps. And when I got to that step three with this woman who I'm going to see get married, her name's Annika, when I got to that step three with her, we got on our knees, and I got to pick a God of my understanding. And the God of my understanding was a different God than my dad's. That God saved me so many times. That God got me out of so many problems. That God kept me alive. That God put just had a safety net around me and around my sister, who he saved too. And my God is pure love. And my God, I was able to get on my knees and say, thank you, God, I'm giving it over to you now. And I do that. I try to do that every day. I try to say my third step prayer every day. And I'm just so grateful for this program. So then, you know, then I started going through and working through my inventory and working through, you know, my fourth step and cleaning all that stuff out. And then I started making these amends. So I got down to making all these amends to people. And as I started making these amends or looking for people, they started finding me. And my sponsor told me, because I'm a San Diego native, I moved back, I've been back now for over a year and a half. And she said, if you bump into somebody you know, are you willing? Are you willing to just not go run away and hide, but to say to them, like, hey, you know, how are you? I'm sorry, because I want to run away. I want to hide. I don't want to face it. But today I don't. Today I face it. And I've bumped into so many people that are on that list that were like on the maybe line. Because I had the sometime, or I'll do this today, and this is my maybe, and this is my never. And those maybes, I've gotten to cross a lot of those out of my list. And, you know, and then also, too, like forming the relationships and the friendships in the program, and the gifts of having friends, like having true friends that you can count on. And I'm looking out right now and seeing so many of them, and having the true friends that you can count on, that if anything ever happens, I have those friends to call. I didn't have friends like that before. My friends before were my party friends. We didn't show up for each other. You know, I would be lucky, like, who I was going to call when I was in jail. Like, who's going to come get me? Who's going to post my bail? Because, you know, it was maybe my mom or dad, but none of those so-called friends. Today, my friends really show up for me, and I show up for them, too. Yeah, and I've learned that in this room, you know, how to show up for people and how to be there and how to tell the truth, you know, and how to be honest about all different things, even if it hurts to be honest. And what else do I have to share? Okay, so having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, you know, I try and continue these practices and practice this in all my affairs. And that's all I have tonight. Thank you.